I'm sorry, this is off topic, but Anna Kasparian's tweet about the Goyim is hilarious. Not really. It's pretty tedious, actually. Also, how many times have you said that? You've said that twice. Anna Kasparian cynically and disingenuously playing into the like neo-Nazi routine in an effort to revive attention to her brand is I don't find it particularly interesting. Like, she should just say slurs, you know? If you're going to commit, you should commit. Hey, bitch, the Goyim are waking the f up. Deal with it. Like, what do you mean by that? Well, you won't say because the disingenuous pandering is the. I thought it was fake. No, she's been doing the open anti-Semite bit for a while. She was also shit talking Cenk in a stream too. Well, Cenk is also a grifter, but more principled than she is. Oh yeah, speaking of the wait, Nazbol Vortex. It's really not the Nazbol Vortex in this case. It's just open, like far right stuff. Even the Nazbol Vortex people weren't doing the happy merchant hand rubbing together shit back in the day. Speaking of that, though, that this does seem to be the future for most far right influencers. So Tyler Oliveira, this is the person known for making AI thumbnails and videos where he talks about how black people are taking over X City or whatever. Hello, Goyim. I have released a 73-minute long documentary on New Jersey's Jewish invasion. And here we have, some the Goyim task force. They've got yarmulkes here. You get it, 100K likes on this one. And then Nick Shirley, the right's favorite boy, expose it all. Definitely real. It shows you, I guess, the pressure to succumb to these tendencies on the right, because Nick Shirley was already the poster child of the right just for doing anti-Somali shit. But you can't be the poster child of the right while you're doing Nazi posting because the right is still openly pro-Israel, you know? How are you gonna square that circle? There's the line here, which is like the right has created an environment where its social media advocates basically have to be neo-Nazis or pretend to be neo-Nazis at the very least. The party can't accept it because that gets in the way of their broader Zionist intentions. What's Goyim? Goyim is a semi disparaging term for non-Jewish people. Do normies even know what Goyim means? I would be willing to bet that most of the Nazis that throw this stuff around think that Goyim means like white person, probably. He's been doing the racist bit for years. Yeah, but you can be racist when you're on the right. You can't be anti-Semitic when you're on the right. Or I guess I should say, you can't be this particular kind of anti-Semitic. You're getting a schism here where you have like regime-friendly right-wingers who toe the line when it comes to Israel, and then you have the not regime-friendly right-wingers who play into, I mean, this. The loudest pro-Israel bloc in the Republican Party are older Christian evangelicals, and those people aren't that online. So you have this weird schism where when you see people showing up for elections, the right does favor Christian Zionism, but then you go online and it seems like the right is made up entirely of anti-Zionist Nazis. Well, not just anti-Zionist, anti-Jewish, but is there a word like Goyim, but for non-Israelis, I want to use it? No? I mean, no? You can just say non-Israelis. I deeply regret ever praising Nick Shirley. Turns out he's just another no moral anchor influencer being blown about wherever the wind happens to be blowing. Immediate unfollow. It's cracker? Yeah, non-Israeli just means cracker. Hold on, I do want to see what Tyler's video looks like. I want to see how it opens. Can you forgive a humble goy for wanting to see? Yeah, new thumbnail. Hold on. I expose New Jersey's Jewish invasion. See, now we've got. He's got an AK. He's been on this one for a while, man. Inside Canada's Indian invasion, inside the New York town invaded by welfare addicted Jews, I exposed scammers in Tokyo and it's black people attacking him. See? The most evil cult in America, anti-Scientology, inside Minneapolis's Somali invasion, murder capital of America, and they got I don't know, Giga Tyrone standing here, taking two shots. It hasn't stopped him at all. India poop throwing, inside India's poop throwing festival, yeah. Scammers in Barcelona attacked. Oh, it's also black people. That's crazy. It's the same. Is it that it's literally like the same guys as in the Scammers in Tokyo video, see? It's literally the same fucking guys. I expose scammers NYC attacked. Dude, he gets millions of views doing this. I should change up my content a little bit. I should change up my content. I expose scammers in Paris attacked. It's the same. Why do I put effort into titles? Well, or the editors. Why do we do it? Why do we do it? It's got to be ViewBotter, right? No, believe it or not, this is actually... Remember how I drunkenly ranted the other day about how people need to pay more attention to the cultural onboarding of people's political positions rather than the news of the politics itself? This is how a lot of people get into the right wing. Like, probably nowadays, a majority. It's like that meme. How did you get radicalized to the left wing? And it's like, oh, you know, my experience with employment and healthcare. How'd you get radicalized to the right wing? You know, feminazi fails number 47, YouTube slop. Sorry, we have to demonetize social media so we can get rid of people like this. Oh, I think YouTube should just get rid of his channel. I mean, it's an insane, like, racism slop farm that easily 100%. But, like, these videos are so... It's like anti-civilization stuff. It goes beyond just YouTube. Anyway, let's learn about the New Jersey Jewish invasion. Did I just see Did I just see George Floyd flash in the thumbnail? That was like a fucking Hyperborea edit. I swear to God, I just saw him flash in the thumbnail.
Here, and you're not welcome in a lot of other places based on your videos.
You don't own this place. You don't own America.
No, you should move on. Nobody wants you here. Please move out.
Tyler, it seems like you discovered that anti-Semitism is lucrative, huh?
So I have obviously thought that we should pay for their money, so why don't you move to a different country? So
why don't you go back to Israel? That would be my question.
I got like public safety. Yeah. I'd say 150 calls about you already.
A fight.
Guys on the same page?
No. They don't bother me because I don't deal with them.
Okay. You think there is a large...
This guy's got a crazy face-to-head ratio.
Scale welfare fraud out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a lot. They get away with everything. They get the Section 8, they get everything. The free housing and, you know...
Do you think most people work out here in the Hasidic community?
No.
How do they afford their bills?
I wish I knew. I would do the same thing, too.
And what are your thoughts on the driving
the
out here?
Maybe.
I gotta ask you that. It's the most important question.
I don't want to talk about it.
The driving is crazy.
Okay.
You got a stop sign over there, they don't even stop. They just pass, you know. That's why so much traffic and accidents. And
what?
It's crazy.
You saw the Curious Joelle video. Why was that video good?
That video was good because I've been in East Ramapo for as long as I remember. I also went to Spring Valley High School. I went to, you know, I've been in the school system, and we've definitely...
I know there's so many 501c3s, it makes me wonder, are they all charitable? Are they fiending for tax exemptions? You know, would you say this is a great place to move to for a young family, if I have a kid or a wife, a young wife? Okay. Not just the Jews.
My best friends are coming.
Okay, respect. What do we have here? We have a... Hey, it's good to meet you.
You see that?
I saw it. What is the name of that organization once again?
Hatzalah.
Okay, good to meet you, man. See you later.
This is more boring than I was hoping. What are you going to do? So is it all, it's all like the Nick Shirley bit or whatever. Everything is scams. Every ethnic community except for Anglo-Saxon white Protestants. Who can actually call up these tax code forms from memory, bro? Listen, the format of the video is obviously slop. All you have to do is put some sinister music over a couple of weird conversations. Every time somebody reacts to you being like an obvious dipshit, you pretend that it's because you're uncovering the conspiracy. You know, it's super, super easy to cut these together. The actual claims being made are immaterial. The thing that I think is interesting... Oh, yeah, there's the Anna Kasparian thing. There's like a whirlpool in the online right. You cannot engage with right-wing media online without getting in on the neo-Nazi shit. It is like omnipresent right now. It's like one-to-one, man. There's like no room. Look at how hard Ben Shapiro got ostracized. Even people like underneath him, like Matt Walsh or Benny Johnson, have to basically like tiptoe around it, you know? You really don't see active advocacy for Israel from these outlets. They don't want to touch on it. Because there is a big schism between the offline and the online right, and they're not able to mix, because ultimately the online right is toothless, you know? You get a lot of view, you get a lot of attention, and there is going to be a lot of anti-Semitism here, like propagated as a consequence of videos like that, but it's not going to shift the actual political priorities of the Republican Party, which would never, ever, ever move away from capital. And as long as you're pro-capital, you're pro-Israel. You're not going to see a shift away from that. What's strange is this hasn't translated to any drop in Israel support in the GOP voter base from polling as recent as this month. Israel support with GOP voters has not changed at all. No, no, no. And I think it's going to stay that way because the majority of GOP voters are not very online. You know, they're not engaging with any of this crap. This is for like the 20% of the right or maybe not even the right, you know, like, you know, foreigners or very young people who engage like this video is not made for adults, right? Like this shit's made for like young, stupid, impressionable people for the most part. You take a look at it and it's like the point you're trying to onboard people into like these skeptical positions that don't at all align with the Republican Party. The Republican Party is anti-Semitic, but they're not like ever going to be anti-Israel ever. It's never going to happen. The party is already like 50% neo-Nazis. They're still not anti-Israel. 32% of Republicans under 35 support the Nazi candidate for Florida governor. This is the future of the GOP. Yeah, but it's still not going to happen. It is the future of the GOP, but there's like a complete disconnect between these people's political instincts and the ability to actually govern or rule. I have to keep pointing back at Nick Fuentes, man. Nick Fuentes got even like a little huff. He got a whiff, the tiniest little whiff of what it's like to have to defend a broad political party and its agenda rather than to get to take sides on niche cultural issues. And the moment it was like, I don't like, it's inconvenient to have to answer for a broader movement. I would rather just do my own thing. He was like, nope, I'm out. I like the Super Bowl, you know? I like the halftime show. I'm not going to pretend otherwise. This shit's cringe. Nobody told me that defending an ideology would mean that I had to defend cringe shit. They can't stand up to it. Also, this is bad for general elections. It's just not going to amount to much in the long run, I don't think. I'm going to sound like a Mossad agent, but on an interpersonal level, how can we deal with people being neo-Nazis and then saying they're just anti-Zionist when pressed? Like so many fucking people at my school and online are like this. I don't really know what they're doing that's neo-Nazi, so I can't say. You know, I can't really say. You can't even call out their bluff because for a lot of them, it's not a bluff. People are so disconnected from reality these days. They speak in internet memes and they have no idea. Like what used to be 4chan trolling culture has now transformed and mutated into an entire online, mostly right-leaning movement. People have no convictions, no principles. They don't even know what they believe. They just say stuff they think sounds funny. Like it's the reason a bunch of people on the right were like defending Jeffrey Epstein. It has nothing to do with what they do or don't believe. It's just like in that moment, they were pitched a prompt where the funny contrarian thing they could say was like, well, you're just mad you weren't invited to Little St. James. Lemmings? Yeah, by and large, these people aren't too smart. Dude, look at how irrelevant young people are to the Florida governor GOP primary. James Fishback is 32% here in polling for 18 to 34, but in general polling, he's only at 6%. Byron Donalds is going to wipe the floor with him. It's actually really, 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 really bad for the right wing in the long run that they are gaining clout online by appealing to a social bloc that is incapable of winning elections and never will be. Nazis will never, ever, ever be able to win elections on their positions. They might lie and win that way, right? Or they're not like the guy winning, but they're behind the guy winning. Like DeSantis had a bunch of Nazis in his campaign. Stephen Miller, of course, is a Nazi, but he wasn't elected. He was chosen by Trump. He was associated with Trump. You see that shift. No positions, only hate. Not even hate, really, because hate still requires emotional investment. Yeah, you get me. Also, how is the right wing supposed to maintain its online propaganda farm when every creator who is useful to the regime ends up shifting into the neo-Nazi pipeline over time? Nick Shirley is barely conscious, you know? It's amazing that he can breathe and walk at the same time. So this guy who, again, his video literally prompted the ICE invasion of Minnesota. Like, he was a regime asset, and he has been for a long time. For him to shift into this, the open, like, Nazi pandering, right? So what? Like, in the future now, what happens when, like, the Christian Zionists get a whiff of this? They see this, and they're like, what the fuck? Why is this guy anti-Israel? I thought he was just anti-Somali, the kind of bigotry that I'm in favor of. This doesn't work. I'm trying to recall if I've ever seen him breathe and walk simultaneously. Who knows, man? They won in 2024 because of him? Not really. 2024, Trump won because people did not like Kamala Harris, or Biden, for that matter. And Trump has a cult of personality, so he was able to maintain a really strong block of voters from 2020. It doesn't really have anything to do with his active engagement at the time. I would say that in the absence of a strong Democratic candidate, the right was able to farm up the attention and support of a lot of young people, which, by the way, immediately evaporated afterwards. But I think that has more to do with Democrat weakness than any kind of like strong Republican cultural bloc. Do you think it's possible Christian Zionists can be lulled into anti-Semitism over time? They're already very anti-Semitic, the Christian Zionists, but they're not in favor of this kind of anti-Semitism. Like, the Christian Zionists are anti-Semitic in the, these people are willful sacrifices in our path to redemption, not in like a, you know, ooh, haha, Nazi posting kind of way. The problem is the Nazi posting, it has power because it implicates Jews as being part of like a moneyed conspiracy, you know, calling them usurers or in charge of the country, whatever else. Israel, get your hands off America. But Christian Zionists can't stand that. They don't want that. Christian Zionists don't want less support for Israel. That's how they get the fucking rapture, dog. Captured by their own fan base? To an extent. Yeah, to an extent. What are Christian Zionists going to do once Israel gets the promised land and nothing happens? I have no fucking idea.